Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I personally have a strong desire to affect real change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that is delivered. I am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. We're going to have a great show today. Now, before we get to our guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. And what is a G-Note? Well, it's a daily gift to guide you to the greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. Today's G-Note simply says, be sure that the conversations that you share with others are always positive and productive. And I promise you the next conversation we're about to have will be very positive and very productive. So I'd like to introduce to you Jacqueline J. Love Jackson. Now, she publishes Bliss Attraction Magazine and the Bee Directory. It's a quarterly magazine focusing on holistic well-being. She has published her first book, Seven Soul Seeds, and become a recipient of the 2012 Spiritual Entrepreneurs Visionary Award. She is also the founder of LET, Love Empowerment Team, and the Seven Soul Seeds Book Drive to empower women in shelters. Her professional journey in the artistic and holistic well-being field began at the Smithsonian Institute and the Department of Health and Human Services. I'd like to welcome J-Love to Nothing But Good News Radio.
How you doing, Ken G?
I am so glad to have you here. Wow, girlfriend, you got a lot of stuff going on. Where do we start? Let's start at the Smithsonian.
Oh, okay. I loved working at the Smithsonian Institution. I just loved being among the museums. You know, the Smithsonian Institution is not just one museum. There's several museums that go up and down the National Mall in Washington, D.C. They all make up the Smithsonian. One is the Natural History Museum, but I worked at the American History Museum. And my boss was Bernice Regan. She is the founder and director of Sweet Honey in the Rock.
And what is that?
That is an a cappella singing group. They were born out of the Civil Rights Movement, and they just go around the country singing these beautiful a cappella songs, and they were just in Florida not too long ago. I missed them. I didn't get to see the show, but I went ahead and friended them on Facebook so that I can kind of follow them. But I got a really great experience working at the Smithsonian doing events. That's kind of where I got my love of doing events, because I was a stage manager. I did a conference on American music. I was the coordinator for that. It was just an awesome experience there.
And you also worked for the Department of Health and Human Services. That seems like a real dichotomy there, one to the other. It sounds very broad.
Well, one is artistic and one is health and wellness. The Department of Health and Human Services is where I was the director of the Health and Wellness Center in the Humphrey Building. So I worked with some of the presidentially assigned secretaries there, because they are headquartered in that building. So there are times when I saw Donna Shalala walking around, Tommy Thompson, and they were coming by the gym every once in a while. And I got a chance to train some of them, because I was a personal trainer at the time, aerobics instructor. And that's also where I was working there when I got my wellness coaching certification from an organization called Well Coaches. And that's a certification that I still hold today. But that was an awesome experience there. I gave a lot of health fairs in that building, in the great hall of the Humphrey Building, and, you know, for all the federal employees. It was just a great experience there, too. I really loved it.
Now, you know, what I hear is you have this extraordinarily diverse background, mm-hmm. and you are – the way I see it, you're like you're kind of poised to go and take what you've learned and take this journey to a much bigger place. Am I getting this picture right?
Yes, you are. That's well said. Because when I was at the Department of Health and Human Services, and I was, working with all these great people and training them and teaching them how to be healthy. Something overcame me that wanted me to add more spirituality into what I was doing and expand out a little bit more, spread my own wings, first of all, and jump out there on faith, leave my job. I left my job. I was at the Department of Health and Human Services for 13 years, if not more. I think it's actually more than that. But I just had this calling to write my book, or at least start it. It changed many times over those years. Seven Soul Seeds is the book I'm talking about. But,
and we're going to talk about that in just a minute, yes.
It had many names, but, you know, it started, the seed started there.
You know, it's interesting. I hear this diverse background, and there's a lot that I can see in both of us. I too, on my spiritual journey, and I had been studying, understanding, immersing myself, meditating, just really being in this world while I'm also in the business world, building and growing a business and raising my daughter. And I would drive around, J-Love, I would drive around in my car, and I had to have a little recorder, and I'd write down all these insightful things that came to me. And I must have had, do you remember those little teeny tiny cassette recorders? Mm-hmm. I must have had 100 little cassettes that was just full of stuff. And I put them in a box, and I went to someone one day who helped folks write books. And I sat my box down, and I said, there's a book in here, and I need you to help me find it. But I got to tell you what we're going to do before we talk about that, and we're really going to talk about your book. We're going to go to our first commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G and J-Love Jackson. We are going to talk about some amazing things. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G. Welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio. You know, a lot of folks ask me how I find the time to do all of the things that I do. Author, speaker, trainer, coach. I manage a household. I have children. I have dogs. I have my horse. Everybody's heard all of the amazing things that I do. And one of the things that I've discovered recently, and I am not kidding, it has added about 10 hours to my week, is I have found the greatest folks. It's eatwellfoods.com. And what they do is they create delicious, convenient, affordable meals that are protein, carb, and fat balanced for weight management, increased vitality, excellent heart health, and a host of other things. And they deliver the food to me every week so that I could just take my food, heat it up, and it's all ready to go. And I promise you, I easily save about 10 hours a week. But not only that, I'm getting the meals that I want to get, and I'm saving money because I'm not eating out. It's really pretty brilliant. So I want you to go check out eatwellfoods.com, eatwellfoods.com, or give them a call, 786-991-6602, and please tell them Candy G sent you. You know, J-Love, I want to get back to you, and I was talking about, you know, it was interesting. You made me think about this story when I put my first book together, and I had all of these little cassettes together, and I went to somebody to say, help me write this book, and it was funny because the name of that book changed so many times before it actually went into print. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about your book.
Thank you so much, Candy G. You are the ultimate person. I started this acronym called BEES, B-E-E-S, and that stands for Blissful Entrepreneur and Evolving Superwoman. And I just heard you talking about how people ask you how you do all that you do. And so you're the ultimate BEES.
Well, I thank you. I thank you for that.
It's the woman who is doing everything that is required of her and loving it is one thing, and really being, you know, eating well and getting some relaxation and having that balance is one thing, and that's awesome. But I wrote the book for the woman who's doing all this stuff, including things she loves, but she's not having time to eat well, get some rest and relaxation, exercise, have some sacred space, you know, have some meditation time, and time to write the book, the creativity time, or paint, or whatever it is that is her gift. So that was my inspiration for writing this book for that woman, and she is everybody. She is she's the CEO of her own life, you know, if she doesn't have her own business. I know I use the blissful entrepreneur. Well, if you can do what you love, that is bliss. But you can also be an entrepreneur in that you're the CEO of your own life, making your own decisions, and being free to create the life that you want. So I wrote this book for leaders, artists, healers, communicators, managers, caregivers, homemakers, women in shelters, and decision makers. Just, I wrote it for every woman, but I also wrote it for the woman who right now she's doing everything for everyone else and wants to get her mojo back too.
And, you know, there's a lot of that going on out there. Absolutely a
yeah.
lot. And I believe that's why I get asked that question a lot. People say, how do you manage to do all the things that you do? Or here's another thing people say to me. I'd love to sit down and have coffee with you, but I'm sure you don't have time. And I'm like, that's not true. I have plenty of time because I make sure I schedule the time in. And at the beginning of my week, I schedule time out of my calendar that's blank just for those opportunities to show up. And, you know, it's been lots of years of making the commitment and determining what it is that I want to have in my life, what's important to me. See, all those things that you spoke about are important. Nutrition, exercise, playtime, time to be quiet, meditate. all of those pieces, plus doing something that I love doing and I'm fulfilled at it. And so it's taken me years to get to a place where, yeah, I've got those things in place in an amazing way. But what I'd like to know from you is, how do we help folks get started? What kind of tips can we give them? What can we share with them out of Seven Soul Seeds?
Well, you hit on one really great thing, that it does take time, and it takes a decision, first of all, that this is what you want. I realized that, you know, when I work with people as their coach or just as their friend, I know that they're not, you know, always where I am, you know, in terms of the work, the inner work that I've done for myself to get to a point where I can help others. So I keep that in mind, you know, when I'm talking to them, that they have to start where they are. And wherever they are is where they are. Wherever they are is where they are. So they can't compare themselves with anyone else. They just can start with writing down their goals and making a decision that this is what I'm going to go after, and I'm still going to help others. I'm still going to, you know, help other people get where they want to get to, but I can do that better if I also help myself. So journalizing is one thing that I started out doing. You started out with tapes and recording your own voice. I did a little bit of that. I did mostly journalizing, and that is where I started getting solutions to some things that I wanted to include in my life that were not there. And some of them were as simple as losing weight, eating better, you know, getting time to paint or create or sing or dance. You know, those are some of the things I love to do. So I'm not a lot different from other women. You know, they want the same things. It doesn't matter what their current situation looks like. They want to get to a certain point where they can be at their highest level of consciousness, of creativity, leaving a legacy for their children or for the world. So what I start out with when I'm talking to someone is just really assessing where they are right now, what they used to do that they felt was the thing that when they were at their highest level at any of those seven soul seats that I'll mention in a minute. But finding out what they did in the past that works, we don't talk a whole lot about what didn't work, but we talk a lot about what did work. And a lot of times they're not doing those same things anymore. And it's either because of forgetfulness, you know, they don't even remember what they did, you know, back then, or they remember, but it comes in and out of consciousness, so they don't know that they can get back to those things, but it's just a decision and making the time and getting some encouragement if they need it and moving forward. So that's why I encourage people to get an accountability partner, get a coach, read personal development stuff that really speaks to you. And that's one way I tell them to just get started that way. And when I'm coaching them, that's the best time for me to just kind of let them know that everyone is an individual in terms of where they're starting. So it's not a cookie-cutter thing. And I never want them to come out of the box thinking about, well, so-and-so is doing this, and she's doing very well. Why is it that I'm not? You know, so we get past that and go back to, well, this is where you are now, and let's just talk about where you are now, what used to work, what things can we bring back that would work now, and if it won't work now, why? And what new things can we bring in to enhance your lifestyle at this present moment?
You know, and it's interesting because there's a whole bunch that you said in that segment. And One piece was folks that compare. And oftentimes folks that can compare, they're not necessarily comparing with folks outside themselves, but they're comparing with themselves. I'll give you an example. I was speaking to somebody the other day that was trying to make a decision in their life, and we were just having a chat. And it's like, well, maybe I shouldn't do what I'm doing. Maybe it's not working. I love doing this, but it's not working out. Maybe I should just get a J-O-B. And there's a whole big conversation in their head. And I said, and I asked this question. I said, what's going on for you right now that you feel this pressure with this? Well, it's just I'm running out of time. Things, you know, I'm really running out of time. And I go, what do you mean? It's like, well, I'm almost 34 years old. And so I was thinking about that because folks really do compare to themselves. They compare with themselves. And I said, if you'd like a comparison, if you would like to compare with me, and if anybody's heard my story from peanut butter to 20 to from peanut butter to private jets, a short 20 years ago, I was a broke, homeless, single mother. And I'll tell you, at that point in time, oh, somebody is going to go ahead and do the math. But at that point in time, I was 36 years old, J-Lub, 36 years old and lost everything. Mm-hmm. And a short 20 years later, on top of the world, living a life that I've designed because of things that you talked about. You talked about making a decision. You talked about starting where you were. You talked about not living in the past with that, what did not work. See, I get so excited about this subject. I get tongue-tied. And then another thing that I think is a huge piece is not allowing yourself to get into distraction. The world today is so full of distractions that things will come along and they can turn you upside down and keep you off your intended path. And so I want to talk about seven soul seeds, and we're going to head off to break in just a second. But when we come back, I want to talk about seven soul seeds and what exactly is a soul seed. I love that conversation. I think it's a great, I don't want to call it a label, but I want to know what you mean by a soul seed, because certainly that conversation touches my heart. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. We're going to head off to another break. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with J-Lub Jackson, author of Seven Soul Seeds.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is your host, Candy G, and I am here with Jacqueline J-Lub Jackson. And we're talking about soul seeds. What are soul seeds?
Soul seeds are a set of principles and daily conscious choices. Now, the soul seeds are themselves are part affirmation and part inspired action. Would you like me to read you some of those?
I would.
Okay. There's seven soul seeds. One is self-awareness. The inspired action / affirmation is, I listen to my perfect inner spirit. The next one is self-love. I show up loving self, home, community, and earth. The next one is wealth consciousness. I give joyfully, receive expectantly, have gratefully, and invest wisely. Vibrant food. I feed my body and mind to ignite bliss and digestive fire. Effective exercise. I move freely to access healing, energy, and vitality. The next one is sacred space / quiet mind. I am an open vessel for clear intentions and expansion. The last one is creativity. I claim the freedom to create, live, and share my bliss. So those are the seven soul seeds.
Well, you know, that's pretty exciting. Go ahead, Anda. Did you have a sentence you were finishing there?
I just wanted to say that if you think of the seven soul seeds, a lot of people are learning about the chakra system and know that there's seven of them, and that one thing, you know, even if people don't understand the chakra system, one thing to that people know about them is that it's good if all seven are operating at a very high level and spinning and vibrating and energized all at the same time. And that is also the idea behind the seven soul seeds. All seven of these soul seeds might not be operating in your life at the same time. The goal is, the ultimate goal is to get there where they're all operating at a high level all at the same time, including the exercise, when I say vibrant food, I mean nutritious food, sacred space, taking time for yourself, prayer, meditation, creativity, giving your creativity to the world, your self-awareness, knowing who you are, knowing why you do the things you do, and working on turning those around or getting help turning those around, and self-love and wealth consciousness. Those are all very important aspects of daily living, where a lot of us are living lives that are high in some of these levels. For instance, in wealth consciousness isn't just about money, even though money is really, really high up there in importance, but it's more about the abundance consciousness. But for someone, for instance, who does, they're able to manifest a lot of money, but everything else is falling apart. Mm-hmm. You know, they are not happy with their weight, or they're not happy with their not being able to spend time doing what they want to do, or, you know, they're not happy with having some space to themselves sometimes. So they're making a lot of money, but usually that means they are a superwoman or a superman who they're really high up in their company or whatever it is they're doing, but may not be finding time to get these other soul seeds up to snuff. So they will always feel like something is missing.
I know what you're saying is so true, and these are such important areas of daily living. And I think what's really great about not just you being on the show today and the brilliance of the book that you've written is that bringing this to light to folks, just to make folks aware, to get folks to understand Well, yes, I am supposed to take a look at this, and it's okay for me to take a look at this. And these are such important aspects of living, and I can't wait to get my hand on your book now that I know what we're talking about here. I haven't read it yet. I know who you are, so I know that there's wisdom and brilliance on the pages, but this is a manual. This is a formula for being able to get your life on track the way that we want. You know, what we're going to do is we're going to dip off to another short break, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to speak to Jacqueline J. Love Jackson, and we're going to talk about more about seven soul seeds. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominica Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good afternoon. We are dealing with a crash out of Miami-Dade, 95 northbound at Northwest 62nd Street. Your right lane is closed. We are dealing with delays on the approach. You can take Northwest 7th as your alternate. Stop and go traffic on the Palmetto Expressway southbound between Northwest 36th Street and the 836 Broward County. Your expressway is checking in accident-free. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
Welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and I have a save the date for you. Mark this on your calendar. You do not want to miss this event. Have you ever been to a TED event? TED events, ideas worth sharing. It's very, very exciting. They're amazing, amazing events, and I'm telling you, we're going to have one in our own backyard on May the 3rd, TEDx Delray Beach. It's called The Human Experience. It's an amazing lineup of speakers, and it's at the Delray Beach Center for the Arts at the Old School Square. And this event, I promise you, is going to be nothing short of spectacular. You can go on the website and see the incredible, incredible speakers that are going to be there. The TEDx Delray team, they've been hard at work for months and months and months preparing. And over, you know, the months prior to this event, we still have a few months to go. We plan to allow our fans and followers to get to know each of our speakers on intimate terms. And what that means is we're going to have them on the air. We're going to interview folks so you can find out more about these speakers. You can go and check some of the things behind the scenes at TEDxDelrayBeach.com. Oh, by the way, you want to come spend the day with me because I'm going to be speaking there as well. I'm so excited and I'm so honored to be on the lineup for TEDx Delray Beach's The Human Experience. So go to TEDxDelrayBeach.com or like always, you can always email me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G at CandyG.com. So, you know, J-Love, I'm so impressed and excited about Seven Soul Seeds. And I know that you are just having a book launch. Isn't that correct this week?
That is true. true. I am so excited about it. This will not be the first launch, but it is the most important one because it is also tied in with my Women's Shelters program. The first time it was not, but I realized that this is a project that's bigger than me, and I want to use it to help women's shelters. So on February 7, I'm really wanting to align. Well, I'm not doing it. The 7s are aligned for a really great book launch on February 7. So I'm asking everybody on February 7 at 7 p.m., order 7 Soul Seeds book on www.7soulseeds.com. And the reason for putting it at a specific time and specific date is that it helps your ranking on Amazon.com. And, of course, the higher the ranking, the higher your place in Amazon, the higher the book sales. And what's happening with the book sales that I'm very excited about is that a portion of the book royalties will go towards my Women in Shelters program. It's called the 7 Soul Seeds Book Drive to Empower Women in Shelters. And that's a cause that is very, very close to my heart. So this book drive is not just for me. It is for the Women in Shelters program that is the cause that I founded. And also, so that's February 7th, which this is this Thursday. Please put it on your calendar for February 7 at 7 p.m. Go to 7soulseeds.com and order the book because when you are buying the book in a concentrated area of time, that is how Amazon does their calculations and their rankings, and whoever sold the most books within that time period, that's how they do it. And I just want to explain that for anyone who's interested in doing a book and getting to be a high rank on Amazon. That's my dream, but now it's my dream to use that to help others. Then on
so folks are going to want to know how much the books are.
They're $17.
Okay.
Yeah, they're $17. And then on February 9, which is 2 days later, that Saturday, the live event is the actual book signing. And even that is not just about me. It is partly my farewell party because I'm going to be leaving for 8 months. I'm going to be returning to Florida, but I'm leaving for 8 months to study at the Chopra Center in Carlsbad, California. And that's a dream also that's being realized. But the reason I'm doing that is because I've always wanted to study yoga, meditation, and Ayurveda and bring it back to include in my workshops and in books to come to enhance what I wrote about in 7 Soul Seeds. Dr. Deepak Chopra has always been one of my mentors. He didn't know it, but, you know, he has always been one of my mentors. So there are things in the book that reflect back to Dr. Chopra. And so I'm going to be really excited about going there. So February 9 is partly book signing, partly farewell. But the part that I'm most excited about is that the women's shelters that are participating in this campaign are going to be getting awards of appreciation for their outstanding service of empowering women. And two of them are not shelters. One of them is the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce Women's Business Council, and the other one is Ladies of Valor Empowerment. That last one is a nonprofit, but what they do is they just encourage women to empower themselves and to be the best they can be in all areas of life. So I am really honored to be giving these awards at the event on the 9th, And these awards are given in the spirit that there are lots of other organizations that that deserve awards. And I just want them to know that they are a part of us, that we're thinking of them. The seven that are being awarded represents all of you to me, you know, in the work that you're doing to empower women. So you are very much appreciated.
Where is this event on the 9th?
It's going to be at Kitchen 305 in the Newport Beachside Hotel and Resort, and that is on, the address is 16701 Collins Avenue, Sunny Isles Beach, Florida. That's on Miami Beach.
And where can folks go online to find this information if they're driving, can't take it down now, they're very interested in coming and participating in what you've got going on?
Mm-hmm. Well, they can go to the website. I have all the information there, www.7soulseeds.com. And that's the number 7, soul, S-O-U-L, seeds, S-E-E-D-S, as in Sam, .com. All the information is there, so please go there and visit. And that is where you can go on the 7th and just click on the image of the book. It'll take you straight to the Amazon.com page, book page, where the book is, and you can order right there. So just help if you possibly can, you know, ask your friends and family to help as well to get the book in a high ranking on Amazon.com. I said get us to number 7 on Amazon.com for that hour or that day starting at 7 p.m. But if it reaches number 7, it's a very good chance that it will reach number 1. You know, so I have nothing against being number 1 on Amazon because it's for really, really good cause. And the 9th, I'm going to be announcing the ranking. So I'm hoping it's going to be really high because
that's
I'm going
awesome.
To be announcing the ranking on February 9. And so this is something we can all take part in to make an impact for women in shelters.
So are you going to be putting out any announcements or reminders through Facebook or social media? Because you may have some folks listening go, yeah, I want to partake. I want to help you. I want to help you in the ranking. But you know how distraction in life comes along and folks will go, yeah, I meant to do that. Mm-hmm. And so will you be sending out any notices so that folks will get reminders to go and do this?
Well, there are some press releases going out. I'm hoping that several press releases can go out on the 7th. But I think that a lot of people are on Facebook. So you can go to my Facebook page, which is Jacqueline J. Love Jackson on Facebook. And some people said that when they type in Jacqueline J. Love Jackson on Facebook, that for some reason I don't come up. So I'm not sure why that is. But please friend me if you can find me. But also check on put it in your calendar right now, for one. Put on beeps and buzzers, you know, for February 7 at 7 p.m., because that is the time to blow up Amazon.com. So try to put some things in, because social media, I love it. I love it. I love it. But you also have to remember to look at that. So put some buzzers in your phone, in your calendar, on your clock, alarms. Let's tell everybody, call everybody at 7 o'clock and say, go to Amazon. Let's cause Amazon to crash, okay, if that's possible. Because the more responses we get on Amazon at that period at 7 p.m., the more we're going to be able to do our great work. And that's the other thing I talk to women about, you know, when it comes to money, it's something that a lot of us are not comfortable talking about because they don't feel they can be spiritual and ask for money or make money or whatever. But I'm at a period in my life where I have really gotten comfortable talking about money because it's not just for me or about me. It's about me doing the work that I want to do out there helping other people. And there are a lot of things that we can do to help other people, but guess what? They take money. So that's why I'm asking for everyone to help us out with this. And if I can be of any service to anyone out there who needs a coach or who wants to put their ad in Bliss Attraction Magazine, if you help out with this, I will put a shout-out to you in Bliss Attraction Magazine for no cost.
All right, so what I want to do is we'll talk about this offer. I want folks to be really clear, but we're going to head off to our last commercial break before the end of the hour. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and I am here with Jacqueline J. Love Jackson, the author of Seven Soul Seeds. And before we went to break, you were giving an offer for folks that might want to go on Thursday night and help push you through that Amazon ratings chart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I want to give back and let people be recognized for making an impact with me. And Bliss Attraction Magazine is another project that I started a few years ago that has grown into something that's gaining some grassroots recognition. And so people are seeing the magazine, and there's a newsletter connected with it that I send out to my list so that it tells them to go and look at the magazine. So I want people to know that I want to show my appreciation for them helping me get the book out there and to get it high on the charts. But whether it gets high on the charts or not, I still want to give you that recognition. So one way for me to know who you are is to go on 7soulseeds.com. Look at the Adopt a Shelter tab, fill it out. You can send one book to a shelter. The shelters are listed right there. you can get one for yourself, but you can also send one to a shelter, and you can use the shipping address. When you get to the shipping address at Amazon.com, the shelter address is right there for you to see and put it in. So that is how I know how you want to be listed, because you'll get to put in your website address if you have one, your email address, talk about what you do, how you want to be contacted, and you may not want to be recognized, and that's okay too. But if you do want to be recognized, and if you're not sending the book to a shelter, but you still want to be recognized because you bought the book, still fill out the form, because that's an easy way for me to go in and access your information for the listing.
Well, here's what I think is brilliant, is what I hear you asking folks to do is, yes, to buy 7 books, but not just to buy 7 books to have the 7 books, but to share them with the women in the shelters. Now, if we have hundreds of folks that are buying books and these books get distributed to shelters, how much of a difference can you make by this one act? I think it's an extraordinary concept. Bravo to you.
Thank you so much, Candy G. I mean, I had what I call a near shelter experience myself. So what that experience brought to me or showed me is what shelters are offering to help women. And I went to one particular shelter when I thought I was going to need to move in. And I went there because that was their requirement. You have to go there to see if it's a good fit for you and to fill out the application. So I did that. And when I went there, I went on their website. I was totally impressed, first of all, with the website, because it talked about the programs that they do. But when I actually went there, I saw that they actually do those things. And then I went back to the website, and I went through all the programs that they offer to give these women sustainable lives when they get out of the shelters. And what I noticed was that they were in alignment with my 7 Soul Seed, those programs. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, so that was like this thing just went off, and it was like, wow. And I didn't have the idea at the moment to dedicate the book to women in shelters, because it's written for all superwomen, you know, but...
And, you know, I hate to, there's one thing I have to say, and I hate to say this, but we have 2.5 minutes to the end of this show. Boy, was this a fast hour. 90 seconds. J-Love, what do you want to leave folks with today? 90 seconds.
I want to leave folks with the idea that they can do something to make a difference for women in shelters and for women in general who are reinventing their lives and who want transformation. And I know that you do a lot of work in that area, Candy G, and bravo to you, too. I really love you. Thank you for having me on your show. But that's what I want to leave people with, is you can make an impact by just getting a book. They don't even have to buy 7 books. They can buy 1 book. If they want to buy 7, that would be even better. But just make an impact in this project with me at this time and help push this through the eye of the needle, as I call it. And let me know if you want to be recognized for it, because I want to know who you are, and I want to thank you personally. So thank you.
So you know what I did on the last commercial break? So what I want you to do is, when we end the show, is I went to my cell phone and I set 2 timers for February the 7th at 7 o'clock. So listening audience, that's what I want you to do. And I want you to help Jacqueline. I want you to help her in her efforts, because if we all get together, if we all band together, if we all say, you know what, maybe I can't buy 7 books this week, but I can buy 1, I can buy 2, I can send it to a shelter, And I can make a difference there. So here is where I'm urging you to go ahead and do that. Again, if you're driving and you want more information, email me, candyg@candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G @candyg.com. Look for stuff on the social networks. Jacqueline J. Love Jackson is there. I just checked, just so you know, and you'll be able to find her, and you will be able to friend her. You know, this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and what we are about is bringing good news and bringing ways to make a difference in our community. And women in shelters need our help, and we're going to do that by helping J. Love. I am so happy to have you here with me on the show today. I am sorry this hour went so quickly. I love the work that you're doing. I love you. Keep it up. You know, we'll right here, us from Nothing But Good News, we'll be here to help you. You know that.
Thank
hey, this
so
is Candy
much.
G.
Yeah, I love you too.
You're welcome. Stick around. Next couple of weeks, we've got some amazing guests you're not going to miss. Tune back in, Nothing But Good News Radio. Now get on out there and do something remarkable.